Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode one of OMG, That Teen Coach Podcast. How exciting. Oh, this is amazing. Exciting.
This is actually the first actual episode. And this is exciting.
Yeah, super exciting. And seeing as it is a first episode, it might look a little different than our other episodes, because we really want to give space to giving an understanding of what coaching is, because some of us know a little bit about it. Some of us have no idea what it is. So we kind of want to give just an overview of what coaching is, and specifically teen coaching. Yeah. So that way we all kind of have the same understanding of what coaching is.
But also too, is that we're going to make this fun as well and make this very interesting.
Yes, we definitely want this to be fun.
It's not about being boring and none of that, all that jazz and, you know, being mediocre. No, this is just, hey, this is what teen coaching is all about. And this, and what this podcast is going to be is just going to be about us having fun, describing about teen coaching, having different discussions, different topics, and just having a good time. You know, having a good time here in Orlando and having a good time in Canada.
Yeah, it's amazing how we can come together and create such an amazing space. And really our mission, our intention is to be able to provide a space that we can have fun, definitely have fun, but also to bridge the gap between parents and their teens, or young adults, you know, because we really want to help create that environment for young people to thrive, whether that's in our own personal teen coaching practices, or with anything that we share here on this awesome podcast. Right. We just want it to be a place where we can learn something new, or take a new idea and try that, and just have fun with it. Really,
just have fun. Add to what you're saying is to take your vision, or take the teen's vision if you're a coaching teen, and just take it to a whole nother level. Because the youth today, they're just full of so much ambition and ideas and thoughts and goal oriented. How are we going to take them to the next level? It's about guiding them in the right direction. And that's really our goal as coaches, to do that. You know, not every team is bad. A lot of them have ambitions. A lot of them have goals that they want to achieve. But maybe they just need that little kick in the butt to really understand themselves a little bit better. And that's why we're here, to explain what this is all about. So I'm excited. I don't know about you. Are you excited? Because I'm excited.
I'm excited. I'm excited too. And I hope all of you watching are excited too, because this is going to be an amazing journey. And I just love that, you know, we can take a topic and just talk about it and how it applies to teens, parents, and also this, because we come from coaching backgrounds, how we see this in coaching.
Absolutely. So let's start off by saying, or shall I say, I'm going to ask you this question. As a coach, Amanda, what is your style? Like, what do you do as a coach? Be fun to share with people who are watching. What kind of experience can we have with Miss Amanda?
Yeah, it's a great question, because I think it's so important to notice that there are different coaches out there and there are different coaching styles. So what, you know, works for one person may not work for someone else. But really what I like to do is create a safe space for young people. You know, we're so quick to judge ourselves and the things that may work or don't work, or even just about who we are. And so I just love being able to create that space where we can share in our experience and kind of celebrate the good and the wins, and then look at, okay, well, you know, we tried something, it didn't work. So how can we make it different next time? What can we do differently? And just really talking things out and hearing ourselves think. And I think that really comes with a lot of, for me in my coaching, life skills, goal setting tools, stress management strategies, like all those things that we don't necessarily learn in a textbook, but are so important for life. That's kind of what I like to bring to my coaching. So that way young people have this like solid foundation so that, and I say this all the time, but you know, that it's this solid foundation that turns into a springboard for their future, because we've already created this solid foundation. So that's kind of where I'm coming to coaching from. But I'm curious, Angel, maybe you could share where you're coming from.
Yeah. Well, wow, really good question. You know, I like to base off of a story, because we all come from somewhere. And I have a long story. I'm not gonna talk about it today. We can talk about another day, or we could just, whatever. But with me is that, you know, I like to just really just come off as me, as an individual. I'm not perfect. I always like to say that up front. We're not doctors. I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor. But like you said, as life coaches, we do have the experiences that we want to share with the youth to guide them in the right direction. Now, not everybody's bad. Like I said, I'm not perfect, but I do like to share my story as a way to open up, to let them know that they're not alone. Because a lot of the teams a lot of the young people that I've dealt with is that they feel like they're alone, or they feel like they're weird, or they feel like they're lost. So why not share that experience that I've had, or with you had in your past experiences, and let them know that they're not alone? That's one of my biggest things that I like to share with them, or even with parents, to let them know, like, listen, I'm going off of my experience as a teenager, or, you know, how I am now as an adult, and finding ways how we can manifest them to be even better as an adult. Because that's the whole goal of teen coaching, going into adulthood, sharing who we are as individuals. And I think by opening up and sharing who you are is the best way to do. And then once you get warmed up, and this is just my style of coaching. Everybody has their own style, but this is just my style. Like, I like to really open up and really get to know one another. And that's even including the parents as well. And it just opens up the room and really helps us to really build a relationship with one another to get to where you want to be. Then afterwards, then I like to really build a roadmap with that certain person, because that just really gives them a visual on where they need to go. Because a lot of times with the way the world is nowadays is that, you know, you have social media, you have TV, you have games. I mean, there's just so much going on, especially right now with the pandemic, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that could mean a lot of things, but it's all about really getting to know the person and where they're at. Because like I said, going back to when I said the pandemic, people don't really know what to do. But as coaches, it's our job to really share that with others, especially with the youth. So, you know, that's what I like to do. I like to just come off as real, and I don't like to tell people what to do. I like to advise them on what to do. but it was always asking them, is it okay if I can ask you about this? Or right, is it okay if I can ask you why? Who, what, where, and why? So.
Yeah, I think that's the huge differentiating, you know, coaching is kind of thought about, and you mentioned the doctors, that, you know, sometimes we're mixed up with other professions, doctors being one of them, which we are not. Therapist is another one. And I think making that distinction when you're saying about, you know, we're asking the client what it is that they want. It's very much about what do you want to accomplish? What do you want to do with your life? What are your goals?
It's really about them. What do you want to do?
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to the future, right? Like we're looking towards, okay, what do you want to accomplish in your life? And then making this distinction between that and therapy. Therapy is more of like, okay, we're looking at the past. We're looking into those past traumas. And that's, yeah, a huge difference. Mm-hmm. What else? Also, sports coaches, I've had that come up where it's like, oh, so you coach like soccer? No, it's not a soccer coach. Though there are similarities in the fact that we encourage and, you know, we want them to perform their best. But it's definitely not something where we're coaching them on sports.
I've had that ask me too. I'm like, oh, so you're a sports coach. Not necessarily. If I could explain myself. Yeah. I'm a life coach. They're like, oh, cool.
Yeah. And I think that's why we wanted to start off the podcast this way, in sort of giving that explanation of what coaching actually is, because it does get mixed in with all these other things, especially because it is something that's fairly new, especially for young people. You know, we may have heard the term life coach somewhere, or health coach, somewhere along the line. And maybe not, but it does very often get confused with these other things. So we really wanted to explain the difference and really make that distinction clear, because we are not doctors, we are not therapists, and we are not sports coaches.
Although I do love sports. But you know what? It's going off of what you're saying is, and to really just throw out there, one thing to really think about when you're thinking about life coaching, understand that we've been doing this for quite a while already. And the difference between us and everybody else is that we see things, we hear things that people don't see. That is one big takeaway that people don't really understand. But it's all about the experience. We can talk about life coaching all day.
We could.
All day, right. But if you just don't experience it, you will never know. And obviously it's completely confidential. Everything with life coaching is completely confidential. But one thing I could promise you is that we see things that people do not see. Or we see things or we hear things that you do not see. And that is the whole process of growth and understanding who the person is. I've had a coach. Amanda's had a coach. Mm-hmm. Those are just examples of what it is and what life coaching brings and the impact that it has for everyone. And for these as well.
Yeah, and I think what is important to mention there too is that, you know, yes, it's great. You don't really know what something is until you experience it. But sometimes we need to experience things more than once. Yeah. Because sometimes the first experience, it may not have been a very good one. And that could just simply mean that coach wasn't the right fit for you. That's something that is so important. And that I want to stress here, that there are so many coaches out there with different backgrounds and experiences, whether that's life experience or educational experience. They have different beliefs. They're just different people. We're all different. So maybe you may have had an experience with a coach before, and it may not have been great, or maybe it was wonderful. I hope that it was wonderful. But keep your options open. Just because you had one bad experience, don't let that kind of be a label of what coaching is, because there are so many different approaches, so many different coaching styles, so many just different personality types, and what that they bring, right, to coaching. So I would definitely not give up the search and keep looking. Yeah, that's definitely something that I want to mention there, because I think that that's really important.
And it's also really, and like you said, it's also really important for the viewers or for people who are like intrigued or interested in coaching, is just ask the questions. There's nothing wrong with asking a question.
Mm-hmm. We love questions.
There's no such thing as a dumb question. You know, as a matter of fact, I had a message from a random person who was asking me about, so you're a coach? And this happened yesterday. I'm not lying to you. This happened yesterday. And I'm like, yes, I am. What's your question? Like, you know, like, what would you like me to answer? That's just the power of it. You know, like if people that, I'm just giving you an example of what it is, because people are not really sure what coaching is. And that's quite all right. We understand that. We understand that. We're not sitting here to say, you need coaching. Yeah, everybody, I believe that everybody needs a coach. I need a coach. Amanda needs a coach.
Yeah,
I need a coach. But we're not telling you you have to have one. You need to have one right now. It's a personal decision. It's something that you're interested of learning from. You don't have to be in a bad situation to get coaching. No, you might be in a great situation. You might be a very successful person. And you just need a little bit, you just need to share your knowledge or share what you got going on to see where else you can go. There's nothing wrong with that. Because I do it. I'm not perfect. I might have questions for Amanda. Yeah. I might jump on a Zoom call and say, Amanda, I have a question. Can you, you know what? I was wondering if you give me your opinion. Right?
Yeah.
So.
I think what kind of coaching gives, it's like this support, accountability, and really a system of, mm-hmm. you know, how are we getting from one place to the next? And again, with that being said, every coach's system looks different. So in a nutshell, that's what coaching is. And what that kind of looks like for each of us, again, it does look different. But that is the great part about coaching, that we are all different and that we bring a different flavor to coaching.
You want flavors?
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Yeah. We just kind of wanted to give that, you know, a brief overview. We don't want to like bore you with all these facts of like what coaching is.
No.
In future, we want to kind of pick a topic and discuss that out within each episode. But we did want to start off with kind of giving this, you know, background of what coaching is, so that we have a better understanding just collectively of what it is and what it isn't. So yeah.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, this is going to be so fun. So thanks everyone for joining us, and tune in for the fun next time. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Episode 2. We'll be thinking about a topic to think about, and we might even share it with the group. So if you guys have any opinions, we would love to hear your opinions.
Yes.
It's all about communication, guys. All right. Mm-hmm. Communication, number one.
Yeah. We love feedback. So we are excited for our next episode, and we'll see you then. Bye for now, guys.
Bye.